This is Bob Bernal, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Well, some good news with EAA Air Venture less than a week away. EAA confirming that the legendary B-17 Yankee Lady flights will be back. Yankee Air Museum's B-17 passed its inspection and is back to flying status. It was feared that no historic B-17s would be available for this year's EAA. The Yankee Lady joins the legendary B-25 Berlin Express and the B-29 DOC as part of the Warbirds exhibit. EAA campgrounds are filling up nicely with just a few days remaining. By this weekend, planes will start landing and planes and tents will start surrounding the runway on the north side. This is the 70th Air Venture. Last year, a record 650,000 people attended the week-long convention. Residents who signed up with TDS for a fiber-optic high-speed internet line will be able to get their deposits back. TDS has scrapped their installation plan to 19,000 Oshkosh addresses. Page 2, free bus rides are back again for school kids on Oshkosh City buses. Now, despite some problems, the city and the school district decided to continue the program. Application forms are now available on the city website. The city's plan commission will have a workshop today on a proposed development of a car wash at 1870 Oshkosh Avenue. The commission will also vote to dispose of two vacant parcels of land owned by the city of Oshkosh. The Oshkosh School District has set August 22nd for the groundbreaking of the new Menominee Elementary School. The event will be held at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The school district will also host a final job fair tomorrow that runs from 11 till 2 at the district headquarters. The County Health Department has released its overdose facility review report. It shows that fentanyl remains the primary cause of overdose deaths in Winnebago County. I'll have more on the report coming up on Thursday on Newsworthy. Waterfest returns on Thursday. What a show! Trombone Shorty, Ziggy Marley, Mavis Staples, and more. An old winner yesterday in the Powerball means the next drawing coming up on Wednesday will be worth $1 billion. That's a look at Newsworthy. I'm Bob Brunel. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.